Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Dab from don'tperish.com. I hope you're all doing well today, standing strong in the faith and being overcomers, because we can do all things through Christ. Amen. And of course, we know there's going to be many trials in this life, just living and getting by in our flesh. But now you got to add on top of that the fact that there's going to be many spiritual battles as we follow after Christ. And we godly sisters have to overcome them, and we know we can through the strength of the Lord. And one of my favorite things is what Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so praise God. Anyway, today I thought I'd encourage us by going through a few verses about refining fires. And I thought I'd start with, 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And so I wanted to start with that, because sometimes just knowing others are going through many of the same afflictions can give us strength and courage. So, I don't know, that verse just really stands out to me, and hopefully it'll be strengthening for you too as we go through our trials. So I thought we'd go through a few of the verses. Let's read Zechariah 13, 8, and 9. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Yeah, we see through the Old Testament how loving God was to keep working with Israel, even though they were stiff-necked. Well, we see a lot of stiff-necked people today, and God has grace on us. We're not dying yet. He's given us Christ to follow after. What an awesome God. Isaiah 48:10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. And, right, so we can see in the book of Job what Satan was allowed to do to him, too. Job 23:10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So, if you know the book of Job, he went through many, many trials. And I just love when he says that, I shall come forth as gold. And Apostle Paul, too, hold on, 2 Corinthians 12:7. And he says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And so we have to remember those things and ponder them. God knows, he's watching, he sees all. He allows whatever it is, it's his will that's going on. And so, like Apostle Paul said, that was to keep him from being exalted. And God knows what's best for us. So we can't always be pushing against these trials and such. We have to learn how to go through them. And we're going to get to something interesting here. So before that, let's read a couple more. 1 Peter 1:7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're looking for. And 1 Peter 5:10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. So we know, we're told that we're going to have a lot of these trials, and we see there's reasons for them. And we need to learn to go through them, obviously, because we're going to be refined on the other side, just like Job said. And here, this is what I was thinking about. If we want to look at a literal sense of fire, we can think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knowing that the Lord was with them. Daniel 3:22, I think we'll go to 30. And this was when they weren't obeying the command to bow down to the king. They were going to continue to worship the Lord and serve him. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I forgot to tell you, the king ordered for them to be thrown into the super hot furnace. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonied, and rose up in haste and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was the hair on their heads singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Yeah, that's pretty powerful. And it shows we can walk through these refining fires because the Lord is with us and we come out on the other side just as the Lord wants us to be. That's pretty awesome, sisters. All right, so I think I'll just leave us with this. 1 Peter 4:12-15. Beloved, think it not strange concerning fiery trial that is to try you, as though some... Okay, let me try this again. I'm having a hard time reading today. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be also glad with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. In their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Right, sisters? Hopefully that was encouraging to you and gives us strength knowing that we're going to have these trials and these fires, and God knows, and it's all in his plan, and we don't want to be afraid of them because fear is not of God. Perfect love casts out fear, and we just have to learn to trust the Lord and lean on him and let him lead us through these, and it will refine off whatever it is that he wants off us, and we're going to be even more perfected on the other side, more like Christ and striving after him, and stronger, of course. And then as we go through these experiences, we can help others and encourage them to go through, and we can just be a strength and an encouragement to them. So hopefully this has helped. Some of you might be going through trials right now. We know we don't always have all kinds of trials going on, but they kind of come and go, kind of like storms. And Brother James is always telling people, you know, the storms do come and go. And when we go through these, we do have to hang on. And how do you hang on? To the Lord and through his word. So anyway, praise God for it all. I hope you have a joyous day, sisters. May God be praised.